USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Chief James Mattis says there is no clear indication yet that the Saudi prince was involved in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in early October. Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed lawmakers in the Senate on the matter yesterday, Mattis saying afterwards,
"We have no smoking gun that the crown prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
Just getting breaking news that President Trump's former attorney is reaching a plea deal in the Russia probe. Michael Cohen will reportedly shortly plead guilty in a Manhattan court for false statements he made to Congress about his contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign. Cohen had said months ago he would, quote, put family and country first over President Trump by cooperating with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A man now reportedly charged with murdering his brother's family in New Jersey last week. Keith Canero, his wife, and their two kids were found dead at their burning Colts Neck home. Keith's brother, Paul, was originally charged with just setting his own home on fire, but now reports are that Paul Canero is charged with four counts of murder. The special counsel Robert Mueller's team is reportedly investigating whether longtime Trump ally Roger Stone had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks' release of hacked emails from the Democratic National Committee and Clinton's presidential campaign. Last night, in an interview on Fox News' Hannity, Stone said he's not guilty of anything.
I haven't done anything illegal. I've been targeted one reason and one reason only. I'm loyal to the President of the United States. I strongly supported his election. I started urging him to run in 1988.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose a sharp 0.6% last month, the biggest increase since March. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The World Meteorological Organization says average temperatures across the globe have been on the rise for the past 10 months, and 2018 is expected to be the fourth warmest year on record. The group says the last 4 years have been the hottest on record, and the 20 warmest years were all reported within the past 22 years. The organization adding melting glaciers and sea ice, along with rising sea levels, are all continuing. The Christmas season comes to Washington, D.C.
4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah! Merry Christmas. Thank you.
The national Christmas tree lighting kicked off the holiday season with President Trump and First Lady Melania switching on the lights at the White House. The National Christmas Tree is a living Colorado blue spruce that's surrounded by 56 smaller trees.
That is USA Radio's Wendy King. And the science is in. I'm afraid your dog just isn't that special or smart. Researchers took a look at dog intelligence and compared it with other social carnivores, from wolves to dolphins. While the study seems to indicate, they say, that dogs don't particularly stand out when it comes to cognition, the findings are published in the journal Learning and Behavior. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.